Tito Muñoz, a celebrated conductor, hails from the vibrant city of New York. His journey in music started during middle school with the public school system, where he trained in violin and string orchestra. Muñoz credits his accomplishments in the field of music to the rich and diverse environment of his upbringing in the Big Apple.
I think I was just very lucky that I found that thing that sort of spoke to me very, very easily, which is violin and classical music.
These nurturing surroundings play a vital role in shaping his musical aspirations and putting the foundation for his recognized career.
Kind of immersed myself in it. There's just so much opportunity and so many programs that are designed to help. If you think about just the cultural life of a city like that, it's just very, very unique. I realize that now that I've been away for such a long time, and I realize that I think a lot of my life I owe to just the environment that I was in.
Despite his family lacking a musical background, they consistently supported Muñoz's decision to pursue a musical career. Sometimes he compares his role as conductor to a high-ranking position in other fields. He says the pathways to get to the top are different.
Some people are very genuine about what they want to do with that role, and some people are not. And I think that's just the same with everything. And so you have literally the spectrum of people, you know, getting into the profession. It's the same with conducting.
Muñoz visited Omaha for the first time about 10 years ago as guest conductor. His connection with the Omaha Symphony grew so strong and close that he received a special invitation to return for a unique evening of music. He will perform 2 days this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the Holland Performing Arts Center, and the concert starts with Sense Maya from Mexican composer Silvestre Revueltas, followed by Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 5, Emperor, with renowned pianist Michel Kahn, and for the second half of the concert, the famous piece of Stravinsky, Petrushka.
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I had a really good time the last time I was here, and this is actually I really like this program. It's quite a nice program. And interestingly, this month into February, in every single program that I'm doing with the different orchestras, every single one has Sense Maya on it, one after the other, which is great. I think it's wonderful. Anything from Latin America, I think, is deserves to be heard. There's a lot of really incredible music in Latin America, and especially Mexico, because Mexico is just a really great culture of composers.
For more information, you can visit omahasymphony.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.